Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast, and we are grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I want to shout out to those of you who are listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to you, Canada and Mexico. Iraq, welcome. Philippines, welcome. And to every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So as we await for my brother, Brother Robert Gross, to join us, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you have blessed us on this day to come together once again. And we come together this day that, Lord, your Spirit will release and reveal the truth unto those of us this day. Father, I pray that you will bless the speakers tonight as well as the hearers. And Father, we pray that your Spirit will do the work within the hearts of both. So, Lord God, we praise you and lift you up and give you glory and honor and praise and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise be to God. Well, tonight we are still dealing with the Reformation, and this is the Reformation tonight, part four. We have been talking to you about the Reformation, especially this during the time where that, for example, when Martin Luther rose up against the Roman Catholic Church and broke off from them, and all that followed him was called Protestants. And we've been talking about the Reformation, a reform meaning to improve, to change. And what we was getting over to you is that the Word of God speaks more of the work of the Lord in the last days of restitution, restoration. Even though there was some kind of good that came from them breaking off from the Roman Catholic Church, to a degree, but overall, many that broke off or came out of her went and quote made their own churches. Okay, and so that's what we've been talking about today with you, Dan, and we're on part four, and we want to continue on that from part four as we talk about the Reformation, part four, and I want to mention that. And I had been doing some research about this too, that the times of the Reformation was also a time that was filled with violence. Okay. Hallelujah. See, when the restitution and restoring of all things that is to be restored before Christ come go into play, we're going to go into peace. Okay. Glory. In the time of the Reformation, when they broke off from the Roman Catholic Church, and then all these other churches started coming about during this time. It was a time filled with violence, okay? In fact, it's been said that the Reformation was a very violent period in Europe. Even family members were often pitted against one another in the wars of religion, okay? Now, I told you I was doing some research, and I looked up, and before I go any further, let me patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Blessed, brother. Good to hear from you today. Glory be to God. Thank God for another opportunity we've given on this 30-minute broadcast today, and continue to drop some more pain on Satan. I was just starting off and talking to the people about the Reformation. We're on Reformation Part 4. And another thing that I was informing them that during the period of the Reformation, it has also been recorded that it was also filled with violence. Okay.
Yes.
It was a very violent period. See, when the Lord talks to us about the restitution, restoration, when those things be, when it happens, we're going into peace. Okay.
Yeah.
When Christ come back and put the, we go into peace. The time of Reformation, when they broke off from a Roman Catholic Church and all these other churches came about, that was also a time of violence. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And so I want to read one of these things tonight as I research on it. The title was Five of the Most Violent Moments of the Reformation. And I want to read one of them right now. And it was referred to as the German Peasants' War in the year of 1525. Now, I said, Martin Luther's search for a pure form of Christianity could appeal to different groups for different reasons. His doctrine of the priesthood of all believers, stressing the spiritual equality of all men in the eyes of God, was particularly powerful for those at the bottom of the hierarchy. The attempts by peasants in what was called the Holy Roman Empire to realize the gospel message, a message which to them promised social as well as spiritual equality, led to one of the largest popular rebellions in early modern Europe, with rebel armies made up as many as 40,000 in some areas. The violent action of the peasants were met with violent condemnation by Luther in print, while harsh suppression by the authorities meant that tens of thousands lost their lives in the rebellion's aftermath. Now, that was dealing with the German Peasant War of 1525. Okay? During that time, once again, of the Reformation, you know, you have some out there that's big on the Reformation. But there was, once again, that was a time full of violence. Okay? I mean, there was some hard-out fighting and killing going on from both sides. Okay? From both sides, from the Catholic armies to the people that broke off, there was some killing going on. Okay, hallelujah. And that was a violent time. Okay, and even though that it was in a sense good that they broke off from the Roman Catholic Church, but we must understand that they went off, quote, and made their own churches. This is why we can't just run to the Reformation. This is why we've been talking about the restitution. God speaks of a restitution and restoration or restory of all things. Okay? In other words, bringing it back to how he had it, not improving what is there right at that moment. Okay, it need to have been brought back. Okay, what Christ set up, man sought to improve things themselves instead of going back to what Christ set up. So it was a time of violence. Okay, it was a time of killing and bloodshed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And, you know, brother, that's one of the things that's not talked about concerning the Reformation. Now, you may have the Roman Catholic Church boosting up the Reformation and say, hey, it improved us. Well, no. And then they talk about how, like, as if God supported. You don't find nowhere in Scripture that God talks about working in a work of reforming the Roman Catholic Church. You don't find that.
Amen.
Okay? He ain't out trying to improve the papacy or to improve the Pope or to improve the Roman Catholic Church. Why? Because he didn't set it up. He didn't set that church up. That's what we want to need to understand. And the people that broke off from them, even though they carry some of the piece of the truth, they did not end up totally set up by Christ. Now, I know that's a tough pill to swallow because we've been talking about that. Okay?
Amen.
They did not show that the being identical to the church that Christ should set up. Okay? They still had some, quote, Roman Catholic teachings and stuff going on among them. Okay? Even though they supposed had broke off from them and carrying a piece of the truth, which we'll talk about in another part, probably part five or part six, where even Martin Luther and them admitted about a restoring that has to take place. Okay? They admitted it. So they knew, these men that broke off, they knew something about the work of restoration. They knew that the, quote, reforming wasn't going to get it. That things had to be restored. Okay? They knew that that was the thing in the will of God. So I wanted to stop it there and read that one today. And I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. As my brother said, hallelujah, this the founding fathers of the Reformation, they knew this. They knew that they was not the church, okay?
Yeah.
In fact, as a matter of fact, Luther didn't even want them to build the church after he didn't want to name the church after him. He didn't want to have anything to do with that. They did that after he was dead. And so did all the people that built these churches, okay? It was men after the fact of the Reformation, they built these churches, okay? And they named it after these men. These men didn't want these churches built no more than they want to be part of the papacy anymore, okay? They came away
Amen.
From that. So they didn't want no churches named after them. But these idiots, okay, that follow people, okay, these people in these, and you know who's always doing this stuff, people in high positions, people that's in these big houses, okay, the professors, people like that,
right.
Okay, so-called smart people, educated people. They the ones build these churches, okay? And their church is only going to be as good as they are, okay? Because they made them, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why you think Jesus Christ, when he came on the scene, he didn't go get no high-born men or no rich men to represent his church? Why you think Jesus Christ went to the lowly? Huh? Why?
Amen.
Why did Jesus Christ pick for the head of his church, his apostle of his church, men, hallelujah, that was lowly born, okay, hallelujah. It probably was a couple of them was educated, okay. He had a doctor in there, here, there, okay. But mostly, Jesus Christ's body was formed of men that was the poorest, okay, of men. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus Christ himself, how did Jesus Christ walk in this world? He didn't walk as no rich person. He could have been born a rich person. Jesus Christ could just say, hey, come in millions, come in thousands of dollars or whatever. He could have just, you know,
yeah.
He could have been the original holy rich man, okay?
Amen.
Why didn't Jesus Christ do that? Why didn't Jesus Christ? Because he did it. Everything Jesus Christ did, he did it for a reason. So if Jesus Christ ain't walking around with pockets full of money, that means you ain't supposed to be walking around with pockets full of money. Okay, now God does not forbid you to have money, okay? He doesn't. But, you know, a lot of times people cannot hold money and still hold their position in Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's most people, as soon as they get a lot of money, they change. You'll notice the change in them. They how they change? You know, their heads get stuck up in the air, their butts get stuck up in the air, they get stuck up in the air, okay? And they get attitudes, okay?
Jesus. Amen.
And they build big schools, okay? And they become professors, they become doctors, and they become this and that. Okay, those things have no place. I can tell you, I'm not saying that's not how Christ is gonna build his church. He ain't gonna go to no university. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And if Jesus Christ have a school, you can believe his school ain't gonna be nothing like your school. The school that you have.
Amen. Amen.
His school ain't gonna be nothing like these universities. So they're charging people thousands of dollars that they know they know people can't afford. Okay, to go to school for all these different things. Why would, if Jesus Christ opened up a university, would it be all type of stuff in there talking about teaching about Islam? Did Jesus be teaching about Islam?
No.
As a religion, to open it up to kids so he can infect some of their minds? Would he be teaching all these other things that they teach? Would he be teaching witchcraft? Well, there are a lot of institutions that are teaching witchcraft. Okay, they teach that they have classes. Hey, witchcraft 105, 101, witchcraft. Go learn about witchcraft. How you do a spell in the class? They have that kind of stuff in the schools, universities. Okay, and I'm talking about universities like Harvard and places like that. Okay, that used to be. Which called so-called Christ universities, okay, but they're not anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because they got off the foundation. It's easy because what is the what? Harvard is one of the places that's full of what? The world. It shows you what the world wants you to be, and what the world's
Amen.
Expectations is. Okay. But Jesus Christ, if Jesus Christ had a church, if Jesus Christ had anything, it would be nothing like what they have. Okay, if Christ had a school open, a university open, it would be nothing like the things that we see now. Okay, and he probably
Amen.
Wouldn't be charging. He probably wouldn't even be charging you for going to school there. Thank you, Jesus. But that's the way all these other schools, and you see all these big people, these big doctors, okay? And that's why most people think that, hey, you didn't go to a seminary, you can't be no minister. You can be no real minister unless you go to a seminary, unless you go to a school of theology, unless you learn all kind of, unless you go to one of the schools that these knuckleheads opened up, okay? And then they teach a bunch of garbage. Okay?
Yeah.
And they teach about Christ somewhat, but they don't teach the whole truth because they don't know the whole truth. How can you teach something you don't know?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Martin Luther, he said, I don't want no church named after me. He actually said that. I'm telling you. If you read anything about Martin Luther, you know how Martin Luther was. He did not want nobody naming no church after him.
Wow.
And a lot of these other leaders did not want nobody naming no churches after them because they had already seen, because of the, and that's not like my brother just got to telling you about all that evil that broke out, all that violence that broke out when Luther, you know what those people did? Luther was not violent. But all the people that joined the Reformation, they became violent people. And
wow.
It was violence for violence, okay? It became violence for violence, okay? And that's all the people of this world know, okay? Now, like I said, a lot of people did not go along with that kind of junk, but then the people that, you know, the people that wanted a change, they want to make a change, on their own, okay, with the power of their arms, the power of their strength, okay, they want to force, hallelujah, a change. And that's how the people of this world work, okay? Now, the Reformation, hallelujah, which means to reform or to come away from, okay, or to change. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I doubt if any of those, I doubt if Martin Luther would ever say, hey, I think I'm going to go back to the Catholic Church. Martin Luther would never have thought of that. You know, he wouldn't have never thought of that. You know why? Because they was going to burn him alive.
Amen.
Did you know that? The only reason why he escaped because God intervened for him, okay, and softened the king's heart, because the king believed what he said, what Martin Luther said. The king believed it, okay, and so the king said, "I'm going to rescue this fellow," okay, and Martin Luther, he was locked up. And they were sending him on the way to be executed, to be burned alive. Okay?
My Lord.
Now, you tell me one thing. If you are Christ, if you are of Christ, why are you burning people alive? Why are you killing people? Why are you torturing people? Why are you cutting off their heads, okay? Because you are not of Christ. That's
Amen.
What persecutors do. They're not of Christ. Jesus said they do it because they don't know me. That's not the way of God. God doesn't handle business that way, okay? Jesus Christ only allowed Israel to kill those people, hallelujah, who was part of Israel, okay, but had broken the law. So he said, he said in the Old Testament that put the sin away from you.
Back Amen.
In the Old Testament, there's no other way to put sin away from you except for to deal with it that way, okay? So the Lord told them to stone them to death, okay? Or to whatever part of the law was for them to get, that's what their Lord told them to do to them, okay? If you had a disobedient child and your child cursed you, your child was put against the wall and stoned. In the Old Testament, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But then Jesus, the Lord said, "Now I have a more excellent way, a better way." Okay, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because in the Old Testament time, it was no casting out demons. There was no casting out demons. If you was a witch, you stayed a witch. Okay. If you was an evil person, if you was a wizard, if you was a warlock, if you was a necromancer, if you was any of those things, that's what you stayed, okay? You wasn't going to change because there was no power, really, hallelujah, of God that was working in the world to come into your heart, okay, and to come into your body and to change you, okay? Hallelujah, to transform you from to kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, okay? So if you was an idol worshiper, okay, you mostly stayed an idol worshiper, okay? And the only way to deal with you, it was through death, okay? Death. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I'm going to hand it over to my brother, okay?
Amen. Brother, glory to God. Thank God for the information that our brother has given. We will be back tomorrow night, the Reformation Part 5. And once again, people, listen, we're giving you this. We're telling you even, hey, go check up on this. You can do that. We're not giving you information to tell you, say, hey, you better listen to us and don't search it out or anything. We want you to search it out, okay? We want you to look it up. We want you to go to Christ about it. So this is why, you know, when we give this to you, we especially tell you, hey, ask the Lord about it. Search it out for yourself. And so we've been talking about the Reformation. We'll come back with part five tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Look for the advertisement then at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And don't forget, tonight at 7, Brother Manuel Murphy will come on. Look for that advertisement as well. So once again, as for Brother Robert Gross, it's Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.